done. He healed my body, He touched my mind, He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise His name. Each day is just the same. Come on and praise Him. This morning, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we praise you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I give you praise, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I appreciate you being with us this morning for Father's Day. Appreciate all of you being in the house of the Lord. And I pray that God will bless you today. Amen. On this beautiful day. Been a great week, great week of youth camp. And the Lord's really helped us during youth camp. And some of our bus children just really got blessed during youth camp. Tell you what, Thursday night at the altar, the bus children praying in the altar, I tell you what, it made youth camp all worthwhile, just seeing those children pray in the altar. And I trust that God put something in their heart that'll just stick with them for a lifetime. Amen. That they'll never forget what they experienced there at camp on Thursday night. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Let's remember Sister Erica Rankin. She's doing some better. And some signs of improvement, and we're thankful for that. But we just want to pray that God just continues to help her and just continues to bring her out of this. And, you know, sometimes we don't understand, but, sometimes we don't understand how serious some things are. But this week at youth camp, we had a church, one of the churches had to leave early. And one of the ladies in their church had an accident before they left and broke her leg. And sent home from the hospital, very similar, had to put a rod in, sent home from the hospital, and she died. And just died under just a couple of hours after she got home from the hospital from some kind of an embolism that passed through her system. And, you know, we don't realize how serious some things are, right? We don't realize how close and how close maybe Erica was, but I think it's the hand of God that was upon her that's keeping her. Amen. And thank God she's improving, and we're thankful for that. We want to pray that God just continues to help her and to touch her and to give her a complete and full recovery, right? Amen. And continue to pray for Brother Tim and their family, that God would give them strength as they sit with her in the hospital. And it's a very trying time for them, but I know the Lord's going to help them, right? Amen. Pray for our service today, that the Lord will move on us and that we can have the Spirit of God move in our service today. Amen. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, God, we love you, Lord, and we're thankful, God, for your blessings. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity to be in your house. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you've touched us, that you've ministered to us, oh God. Lord, I thank you, God, for all of your blessings and all that you've done for us, Lord. God, I pray that you would touch Sister Erica this morning. God, that you would touch her body, that you'd give her healing today, Lord Jesus. God, I pray that you lift her up, Lord. God, as a testimony of your goodness and greatness to us. God, move in the name of Jesus. We'll give you the praise, God. We'll give you the glory, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your blessings to us. We give you the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. One more time, let's worship Him. Give Him praise today. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, I praise you, Jesus. Lord, I praise you this morning. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we give you the glory and we give you the praise, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so thankful for the blood of Jesus. Thankful for the blood of Jesus. Thankful for the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow.
Looking through the book, thinking about Father's Day, trying to figure, okay, well, what would be good, appropriate for today's service? But when you look in the back of the book, I don't recognize any of the songs they put for Father's Day. So I thought instead, why don't we honor our Heavenly Father this morning? Let's turn to page 49 in the green book. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thankful for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Life and atonement.
I'm sure many of us as fathers would give our lives for our children if it came to it. And I'm so thankful that our Heavenly Father gave His life for us. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful for the old rugged cross and for what Jesus did for us. Let's sing about the old rugged cross. Hallelujah.
Worshiping this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, Jesus. I'm your child today, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that I can call you Father, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we praise you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I praise you today, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Appreciate you being in service with us this morning. Amen. God bless you for coming out. Amen. I know many of you are weary today from the strenuous week of youth camp, especially since most of us aren't young.
And but I appreciate you coming out to the church today. And appreciate all of our fathers being with us today. I mean, it's good to have Brother Brad and Hoffman and his wife, Brother Gary Rose and his wife and family with us. Amen. Appreciate them coming. They're from Brother Hirsch Church there in Dayton, Ohio. And we appreciate them coming by and being with us. We count them as friends. And I don't know if they count us as one or not, but we count them as friends. And but we do appreciate them and coming by and being with us. Amen. Brother Brad, why don't you and your wife come and sing for us this morning, if you would. All right? Amen.
It's good to be in church with you all this morning. It's good to feel the Spirit of God here. Amen. Glad to know that we don't have to be at our home church to feel the same Spirit of God. Amen. Song we're going to sing this morning, my wife wrote this song. And she wrote it before we ever got married, I believe. And she's like, here, listen to this song. I want you to see what you think. And I loved it as soon as I heard it. And I thought about the... You know, our Heavenly Father and our Earthly Father. And my dad, he's a great man. I love him with everything that I have. And if he told me to do something, he said, trust me, I knew it would be okay.
Right.
You know, no matter what he said, if he said, trust me, I know it would be okay.
Right.
But how much more if our Heavenly Father says, trust me, is it going to be okay?
Right.
If he says, I want you to do something, trust me,
yeah,
it's going to be okay. And the first part of the song is just says, trust me in everything you do. I want to do that. I want to be able every day of my life to say, God, here's my life. Whatever you have for me today, I trust you. I trust you in everything. So just worship with us this morning.
Confident I'll see you through. Bring your every care to me. With faith as the grain of a mustard seed. I love you, my child. I'm here always. Know that I'll never lead you astray. Put all your trust in me. I'll give you strength for each new day. Yes. Nothing too hard for your God.
Nothing too hard for your God.
You can depend on me.
Depend on me.
Nothing too hard for your first love. Bring all your burdens to me. Let it rest upon my shoulder. When you're weak, I'll make you strong. Hand in hand, I'll lead you. And I'll keep you going on. Nothing's too hard for your God. You can depend on me. Nothing's too hard for your first love. Bring all your burdens to me. Let it rest upon my shoulders. When you're weak, I'll make you strong. Hand in hand I'll lead you, and I'll keep you going on. I know there are times you don't realize the plans I have for you. When troubles arise and tears fill your eyes, I'm right there with you. Just look in my word, and there you will find comfort and peace that was there all the time. Place your life in my hand. I'll shape and mold you like no other can. Oh, nothing's too hard for your God. You can depend on me.
Nothing's too hard for your first love. Bring all your burdens to me. Let it rest upon my shoulder. When you're weak, I'll make you strong. Hand in hand, I'll lead you, and I'll keep you going on.
I know there are times you don't realize the plans I have for you. When troubles arise and tears fill your eyes, I'm right there with you. Just look in my word, and there you will find comfort and peace that was there all the time. Place your life in my hand. I'll shape and mold you like no other can. Oh,
nothing's too hard for you, darling. You can depend on me. Nothing's too hard for your first love. Bring all your burdens to me. Let it rest upon my shoulder. When you're weak, I'll make you strong. Hand in hand, I'll lead you, and I'll keep you going on. Nothing's too hard for your God. You can depend on me. Nothing's too hard for your first love. Bring all your burdens to me. Let it rest upon my shoulder. When you're weak, I'll make you strong. Hand in hand, I'll lead you, and I'll keep you going on. Hand in hand, I'll lead you, and I'll keep you going on. Oh, yes, going on.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beautiful song. Amen. That's a beautiful song. Beautiful words. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hand in hand, He'll lead you, right? Praise you. There's nothing too hard for our God. Amen. I'm thankful that God is in control this morning. Praise God. Amen. If you would, man, grab your Bible with us today and we'll, amen, preach to you for just a short while this morning from the book of Mark, chapter 5. Amen. Appreciate our fathers today. Amen. And appreciate my father. Amen. Tim was preaching last weekend. He said something about one of us being like mom, one of us being like dad, and one of us being a mix. I've never been able to get out of him which one I was. And I don't know. I'll have to ask him again. Maybe he'll help me with that. But I appreciate my father. Amen. Mark chapter 5, verse 21. When Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. When he saw him, he fell at his feet, besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Then we need to drop down just a little bit, down to verse 35. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of that synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And he cometh into the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, but when he had put them all out,
He taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in with the damsel, where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment, and he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Amen. This is also found in the book of Matthew, this story. It's also found in the book of Luke, both places. Is where we can find this story. But if you look in the book of Matthew chapter 9. I'm going to begin reading verse 18. And while he yet spake these things unto him, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead. But come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Let's look also over into the book of Luke. Chapter 8. Verse 41. And behold, there came a man named Jairus. He was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay dying. But as he went, the people thronged him, and a woman having an issue of blood came. And so that's really what I wanted you to see, is the difference, the way these things are both described in all three of these books of the Bible, about how he came to Jesus, how he came to Jesus. I think men have a problem when it comes to just falling down and worshiping God, calling out on the Lord. This is a man who was, first of all, he was a ruler of the synagogue. He was a man of some importance. He was a man of his position. He was a man of means. He was probably had wealth and probably had a lot of money that he could spend. He was probably a man of prestige and knew what it was to have people bow down to him and for people to take orders from him. He was no doubt a man that was probably used to being in charge of things and delegating out and having things taken, his commands taken seriously and his requests being fulfilled completely. So he probably was a man that had probably was in a position where he could get had a lot of ego, you know, lifted up. He was probably, you know, sometimes men have a little bit of trouble. Sometimes we get too serious about ourselves. Being a man, being macho, being the head of the house, being the el bosse. A little Spanish lingo on you there. Yeah, being the boss, being the one that, you know, sometimes we get a little bit too sure of ourselves. A little bit too confident. See, men, we're always supposed to be the one that has the answer for everything. Right? We're supposed to be the ones to be able to fix everything. Man, I tell you what. I don't like for me to have to ask somebody else to fix something for me. I have to do it quite often. I don't like that because I think I ought to be able to fix everything. You know? And if Sister Ruth says, well, why don't you call so-and-so? Well, let me at least give it a try, would you? At least give me a chance to break it in a little more than what it already is. I mean, come on. Why do we have to call somebody right now? I'll get to it. You know, just give me a chance. Maybe I can fix it. Maybe I can't, and probably, most likely I can't. But there's something about being a father or being a man that you think, you know, I know the answer to everything. Right? You know I'm supposed to know it all. I'm supposed to be able to, when my kids ask me the questions, I'm supposed to have all the answers. And then there's something about being able to fix everything. Being able to fix every bike that's broken, every toy that's broken. Man, and it's, you know, you want to be able to fix everything for them and not just the toys, but all the problems of their life. You hope that you're able to fix all the problems of their life. But you know, here we find a man that comes to Jesus, and he comes and he falls down upon at the feet of Christ, And he calls out to God because he needs God to help him. He needs God to help him. I think there's some lessons that we can learn from Jairus. Is that number one, we don't have to get so full of ourselves that we can't fall down before God and ask God for help. Amen. When you look at Jairus, we find a man that had a lot of prestige, a lot of power. He was a man that had a great position. He had a lot of money. He was a success. He was a ruler. I mean, he was a guy that really had it all together. But he came up against something in his life that he needed God to help him with. He was not so full of his position and his own power that he could not fall on his face before God and weep and cry for help. Here is a man that was willing to humble himself, to pull himself and recognize his need. Men, let me tell you, sometimes we are the last ones to ever let a tear roll from our eye. We always want to be the strong one. We always want to be the one that's able to fix it. We always want to be the one that has the answer. But there are times in life you do not have the answer. You do not have the power to fix it. And you do not have the position in order to remedy all of the problems of your life. And sometimes you need to be able to fall down before God and call out to the Lord. I think that when we read Jairus, we find that Jairus taught his daughter a lot of different things. He taught his daughter a few different things just from this picture that we have here. Let us look at some things that Jairus taught his daughter. First of all, you're never too big to fall at the feet of Jesus. You're never too big to fall at the feet of Jesus Christ. And no, what I'm talking about, you're never too big. You never grow old enough. You never get grown up enough that you don't need to fall before God and ask God to help you. You never get to a point where you're strong enough or big enough, amen, that you do not need God to help you. You never get to a position, you never get authority to a point where you do not need God to help you. As a father, what an illustration, no doubt. This daughter, Jairus' daughter, she probably looked up to her dad. She probably thought, you know, my dad, he's the greatest. He's a ruler. My dad, he's got a position. My dad, he's got people that listen to his commands. My dad, he's the greatest. He knows all the answers. And when I come to him with a problem, he's got the answer and the solution. When I come to him, my dad, he's got all of the answers. But you know what? She found out, she learned one thing about her dad, that you're never too big to fall down at the feet of Jesus. When he got to a problem that he could not solve, when he got a question that he could not answer, when there was a situation that he could not, amen, bring it to a conclusion that he desired, he was not so big of himself that he could not fall before God and call out to God to help him. Let me tell you, one of the best examples we can be to our children is showing them that even though we're a man, and even though we're a father, and even though maybe we have position authority, amen, yet still we ourselves need to fall at the feet of God and worship Him at times as well. Amen. I don't want my children to think that I have all the answers because I don't have all the answers. But I know one that does have all the answers. Amen. And I'm not afraid to fall on my face. I'm not afraid to say I need to pray. I'm not afraid to say that I need to come before God. I don't want them to be shocked to see tears rolling down my face as I worship God. I don't want it to be a rare thing to think that I'm a weakling because I fall at the feet of God, because I find that He is my strength. Amen. He is my answer. Amen. One thing that she learned about her dad was that he was never too big to fall at the feet of Jesus. Sometimes as fathers, we're too strong. We try to be too strong. We try to be too much, too big. And sometimes our children just need to see us fall down before God and worship Him and call out before Him and realize, I need God. Our children, they idolize us. They look up to us. They think we have all the answers. But when they see us fall down before God and before Jesus and call out to the Lord for the answers of life, they realize then that it's not just us, but that there's a Heavenly Father, amen, that is in control of our life. I think Jairus' daughter learned a lesson that he was never too afraid. He was never too big to fall before the feet of Jesus. Notice something else here when we read in the book of Mark. about Jairus is that when he behold, he cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue named Jairus. When he saw him, he fell at his feet, and he besought him greatly, saying, "My little daughter." He was not afraid to intercede. He was not afraid to pray. He was not afraid to intercede. He was not only did he come before God to worship Him, and I think our children need to see us worship God, but they also need to see us pray before God and intercede. They need to know that they have a Father that's praying for them. They need to know that there's a Father that's interceding on their behalf, that's going before God and praying for them. Not just that there are fathers that can help them with money. You know, they say on Mother's Day that more phone calls are made on Mother's Day than any other day of the year. Isn't that amazing? But they also say on Father's Day there's more collect calls that are made than any other day of the year. And that don't surprise me either. But you know, because they need to, the kids look to their father as the supplier, the provider. The one that is there to help them with all their needs and to supply all their needs. But here's a Jairus. He was a father that wanted his kids to know that he could intercede and pray for them. I know you may be able to meet every need that they have. And maybe you've got the means and the power and the money and to provide every want that they have. You may have provided every video game that they could ever want. You may have provided every toy that they've ever asked for. You may be able to give them a brand new car and all the insurance and all the goodies and everything to go with it. But let me tell you, there's one thing they need. They need to see you praying and praying for them. That is the one thing that you have to give them, is a father that is willing to pray for them. Amen. Right. I think it's, you know, fathers, you got children, little ones, bring them to the altar with you. Amen. Right. Kneel down at an altar, put your arm, let them beat you on the back while you're praying. Let them slobber all over you if they want to. Let them play with the car on your shoulders, whatever, but let them be there and hear you praying. Amen. Don't just pass them off to a babysitter or somebody to take to the back to the nursery or some one of the younger people to watch over them while you go to the altar. Let them be there and let them hear you pray. I like to see these fathers at an altar with their children in their arms while they're praying. Amen. With their hands lifted and watching their father praying before God. They need to know that you're not too big, that you can't pray. They need to realize that you need to pray and that you need to call out on God as well. He was one that would intercede. He was one that realized, amen, that the Father can't give everything to them. That the Father cannot give everything that they need. Here Jairus realized he had reached a point that his power, his influence, his money, he could not give his daughter all that she needed. But what she needed, he could only get from God. And he interceded for God or for her on her behalf. Realize that you cannot give your children everything that they need. One thing they need is God. And you're going to have to go to God and pray and intercede for your children. Amen. Amen. Learn to intercede and to pray for them. Amen. He taught his daughter that he was a man of faith. Not only was he willing to pray and to call out and to cry before God, he says, "I pray thee, come to my..." He besought him greatly, saying, "My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." And Jesus went with them, and much people followed him and thronged him. And then we need to drop down to verse 35. And while he expected, there came from the ruler's house certain which said, "Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto him, unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." When it looked like all was lost, he still believed. Be not afraid, but believe. Now, I know, you know, men, our children don't like to see dad scared. Okay? When there's a storm raging outside, they don't want to see dad running through the house. Ah! They don't want to see dad running through the house. "It's a death trap! We're going to die!" Let me tell you, that will provoke panic in a house. But what they're looking for is the calm, still voice of a dad that in the middle of a storm that'll say, hey, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Hey, when the lights go out, where's the candles? Light a candle. Let's roast marshmallows. They're looking for somebody that'll bring calmness to a difficult situation. That'll bring peace to them when they're afraid. That's what they're looking for. But Jesus turned to him and said, be not afraid, but only believe. I know sometimes we're good at being courageous in a time of difficulty. But they need to see not just our bravery, but they need to see our belief and our faith. They need to see that you believe in God, that you have a trust in God. Not that you are the brave and bold and strong and that you can handle it, but they need to see your reliance upon the Heavenly Father. It's not our courage that makes us men, but it's our faith and our belief in God that makes us men. Amen. It's not our courage or our bravery to stand in the face of a storm. Amen. But it's our faith in God that gives us the backbone to stand in the face of a storm. Amen. We need to let our children know that our courage comes from our faith in God. Our strength comes from our faith and our belief in God. We're not brave because we're men. We're brave because we have a faith in God. Amen. There's times, man, that you can get, that men, you can get afraid as well. You know that? There's times you can be that maybe you find yourself even faced with fear. That is not a sign of cowardice. It's not a sign of weakness. All of us have known what it is to be afraid. All of us know what it is to be afraid. When the car is spinning out of control, that's fear. When we feel like we're in the midst of danger, just fear. Every one of us know what it is. I don't care how brave you are, you know what fear is. Every man, I don't care who you are, you've felt fear in your life. Maybe you've been afraid and you've not showed your children. Maybe they've not seen it, but you know what fear is. But thank God there is an element of faith. Amen. That we can each and every one of us have. Hey man, there's times, no matter what the circumstance, you can have faith. There may be circumstances where you feel fear, but you can still have faith. Maybe your bravery went up and went bye-bye and flew out the window, but you can still hold on to God and have faith. And that's why when the car is spinning out of control, we call out, oh, Jesus, help me. That's faith when bravery's gone. Amen. When the house is caving in and troubles are overwhelming us, amen, and we're afraid and we can still call out, Lord, save us. Lord, help us. Lord, deliver us. Amen. That's faith even in times when bravery has left us and courage is gone. We can still show our faith in God. I tell you, we're living a day when men have moved out of the home. Fathers have moved out of the home. Because of the lack of father figures in the last 30 years, violent crimes have gone up 550%. Illegitimate births are over 400% over the last 30 years. Teen suicide has risen over 300% in the last 30 years. Isn't that not alarming? Yes, it is. But what is it that has taken place in those last 30 years? It's the loss of a father and a home. Some have wrote the book, It Takes a Village. To raise a child, let me tell you, don't take a village. But I tell you what most young people need is just a father. Yes. Just a father. Yes. A father that will show them that he's never too big to fall at the feet of Jesus. And worship God. A father that is never afraid to fall before God and to pray and intercede. And a father that's never afraid to have a faith in God. Amen. Praise God. I appreciate our fathers. I appreciate you being a good father and a godly father. But I want my children to know me more, not just as a man that provided, not just as a man that was courageous when they were afraid. Not just one that would provide all their wants and needs and give them everything that they could ever ask for. That's not what I'm looking for. But I want them to know me as a man of faith. A man that would pray and seek God. A man that was not afraid to worship the Lord. I know you're a big person. You're a big person. Men come in all different sizes. Amen. I'm so short. When I was missing as a kid, they put me on a bottle of half and half. But it's not everybody. So not all men are small. There's some men that's big. Big men. Brother Gary, he's a big guy. He's a big guy. He's three of me. Whatever. I mean, he's a big guy. But you know what? None of us are ever too small or too big. We can't fall at the feet of Jesus. Amen. And worship God. Would you stand with me this morning? Amen. I want our fathers, if you would, and all the fathers that's with us this morning, I want you to come and stand across the front of the church. All the fathers. Good group of men, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Amen. Amen. Some now are not just fathers, some of them are grandfathers. Some of them are great grandfathers. Amen. We stand here today, not a group of bold, strong men that could do anything we put our hands to. But we stand here, a group of men that realize our reliance upon God. And I don't want our children to ever think that we're so big that we don't need God in our life. But I want our children to realize that no matter how big we are, how strong we are, we need God to help us. And we need the strength of God. And I'm never too big that I can't lift my hands before God and worship Him. Amen. And acknowledge Him as Lord. Right?
Amen.
Amen. Why don't we do that together, men? Can we just lift our hands to heaven today? And let's acknowledge the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. God, You're the Lord of my life, Lord Jesus. God, I serve You, Lord Jesus. God, You are my strength. You are my courage. God, You're the boldness of my life, Lord. God, You're the one, the source of all my answers of life. God, You're the one, Lord God, that provides everything in my life, Lord. You're the provider, Lord Jesus. God, we're not too big, Lord God, that we can't lift our hands.
Hallelujah.
God, and worship You and give You praise today. Lord God, we're not so great, Lord God, and not so big, and not so brave, Lord God, that we don't need You in our life. God, we've all been faced with the circumstances of life, God, that have made us